Hello, KMA Land, and it's another Thursday here on the Double X Factor. I'm your Thursday host, Spencer Williams, and all this week, Sandy Edie Hansen and I have been talking identity and the struggle to keep it or find it or deal with our ideals of someone else's identity and vice versa. Identity is important to us because it gives us a sense of meaning, a feeling that we know our place in this world. We all feel our place at different times, but it's often just the roles we're in and not our true identity. We get meaning from relationships, from being parents, from a certain job or status symbol. But life is a continuous rush towards the next change. So it can be uncomfortable and shocking to one day look in the mirror and realize we are no longer in the role we thought defined us. So what do? We ignore, push it down, and go into autopilot. Or we find a million other things to self-soothe and temporarily get rid of that pain or unknowing. But the big point is that we can unknow. That's part of the process. And we can also not necessarily get back to who we once were, but get back on track to where we want to go. The way to do that is through our values. Yes, some can change over time, and especially in the different roles you play, but your core values tend to stay relatively similar throughout your life. The further we are from these core values, the more unhappy and confused we can become. So here's where some questions come into play to ask yourself. And the reason I love questions on the Double X Factor is because we truly believe it's up to you to find the answers for yourself. So the first one, is there something about my life that is totally at odds with what I believe in? What would it take for me to make even a small change to get me one step closer to my core values? And finally, how will I know and acknowledge when I've taken that step? If you don't want to ask these questions regarding your values, ask yourself the same question about things you love to do and people you love to be with. But remember, this isn't an exercise in nostalgia. The past isn't always a place that needs to be reconnected with. While sometimes it's a great way to reminisce, nostalgia can become a problem. You can get stuck on the same track and never stopping. You find yourself yearning for an impossible life, a you that just isn't possible any longer. So if you find yourself longing for the way things once were, again, more questions. What was meaningful for you in that time, and why do you feel so connected to the you from then? Then how can you live more in who you are right now? Remember, your identity isn't lost or found. It's in a constant state of creation. And that should be very exciting for all of us. And I know you are all excited for what Sandy has to add and finish the week with tomorrow. You can learn more about this topic and all things Double X Factor on our page at kmaland.com, or you can check out some awesome information on our Facebook and Instagram pages at KMAXXFactor. As always, we thank you for making this 3 minutes a part of your weekday right here on KMA.